Hello, and here I am again with the next video on my request list. Now, this has been requested by somebody who is a LifePath Master 33.6, so lots of responsibility, a very old soul, lots to achieve in this world, but they're supported by their expression number one. So this is going to be a slightly longer video, because as with all life path master energies, you have a lot more responsibility and a lot more to achieve in this lifetime. And it's simply because you're an old soul here to do bigger things in this world. But you also bring with you a toolbox to help you achieve this big life path, the Master 33.6. And your most influential and long-standing, you've had this talent number since the day you were born, is the expression number one. And this is your fixed and most influential talent that you brought with you that is going to help you achieve your life path. So there's some elements where you're going to be helped and some elements where the expression number one isn't going to be so helpful. So you may need to call on some other numbers in your chart if they're helpful, and maybe work a little bit more with discipline in order to develop these extra abilities that your natural expression one talents doesn't fully cover. However, there's some elements that the expression number one can very much help with. So, as you know, it's your life path that is the most important number in your chart, because it's the reason why you came here in the first place. It's your path of challenge. It's your path to develop towards. And of course, having a master energy makes this task a little bit more difficult. And the reason why you've got a difficult task to achieve is simply because you're an older soul and you have the resources from all your previous lives in order to have the potential to achieve this life path. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at what you're here to achieve. Then I'm going to look at what your basic, most important and influential talents are. And then I'm going to break the life path Master 33.6 down into its elements. And we're going to talk about how your expression number one, your talent number one, will help or hinder your journey towards the achievement of this path. So, as a Life Path Master 33.6, you're here to learn, you're here to develop towards being a master communicator. Now, there are many ways to communicate. You can do it with your words on paper. You can do it with your words visually. You can do it artistically. So there are many ways, many different mediums that you can use to communicate a message. And it's not just to you or your family or your community. When you're a master energy, you're here to communicate with the world. So it's all about you communicating to the world on a wide scale. And as I said, you're an old soul with a task of double creative emotional self-expression because of that double three, using your master enhanced perceptions, intuitions, psychic ability, and positivity as a master communicator in order to heal, inspire, teach, and or entertain the world, all of those or one or two of those. It depends on the medium, the creative medium that you decide to choose in order to communicate with our world. And in the six, to maintain and create your vision of the ideal world, the utopian world, where everyone is cared for, everybody is okay, there's no hunger, there's less need in this world, because the six, especially the enhanced six, wants the world to be a better place. But when you're a Life Path Master 33.6, you can have ideals that are not always realistic. And you're here to learn to accept reality as it is now. You must understand the world is as it should be right now for our continued evolution. So this is the level of humanity's evolution at the moment, and it's about communicating and acting in a practical way in order to help humanity as a whole to continue to evolve towards a better world. So it's as it should be at the moment, and we're here to develop towards it. So this is an enhanced life path, and it should only be and will only be given to old and experienced souls. So this is your task, not an easy one. World communication in order to improve the world, and it can be quite overwhelming. However, your talent that you already have, it's already in your toolbox that you brought with you to assist you in this path, is that you're very, very able to be uniquely creative. You're able to channel brand new, unique ideas to this world in order to create positivity. So you can channel and express confidently new and unique ideas directly channeled from source energy to bring positivity to this world, which is greatly helpful to a Master 33-6 who needs to channel those ideas in order to communicate and improve the world. You already have the talent to have the confidence to express your unique ideas to the world without worrying or needing validation from others. Talented ones don't need validation from others. They're able to communicate confidently and act with independence. They also have very, very good leadership skills, and they're good at manifesting their ideas by expression and leadership in order to create positive change in this world. You're a natural dynamic doer and leader who achieves, takes risks, and as a one, you can get the job done. So let's break down the elements of your challenge, your life path 33-6, and look at how your talent number is going to help or possibly hinder this path. So as I've said many times, you're an old soul here to spiritually channel, communicate and execute or manifest ideas to raise the world's vibration. You're here to learn to be a master communicator, to teach, entertain and inspire, to emotionally and physically nurture and heal the world in a big way. And you'll often do it one person or one group at a time. But you've also got to learn to handle the energy of this big responsibility to your audience. Because when you're a master energy, you're bombarded with master energy daily, which can cause nervous tension and anxiety if you're not channeling this message in a clear and concise way. It's like being hit by a waterfall and having to function every day with this energy constantly hitting you daily. So you need spiritual practice or the arts or even exercise to help you to focus all this energy that you have into something that is going to do great things in this world. So you have a big responsibility to do great things in this world. And of course, you've got to balance that. So some Master 33-6s can be under-responsible, and some can be too responsible and do far too much and not have the boundaries that they need in this world and put themselves second. So not only do you have to learn to channel ideas, you have to learn to communicate these ideas confidently, to be a master communicator, teach, inspire and entertain in order to nurture. And you've also got to handle the master energy so that you're able to do what I've just said and balance your responsibility so you're not doing too little or too much for others in this world. Your talent energy in the expression number one makes you really able to channel that wisdom. You've already got that ability to channel those ideas from source energy as the basis of your teaching, your inspiration or your entertainment or your healing, either or all. However, your immense Master 33 energy means that you can, as I've said, become overwhelmed and full of nervous energy, causing you to often struggle to stay focused and achieve anything. You know, when you're overwhelmed with Master energy, some Master energies can struggle to get out of bed and start dealing with each day. And it can cause you so much nervous energy, so much tension, so much anxiety, that it could stop you dead and stop you being able to focus. And this is something that you're going to have to learn to manage. Spiritual practice, the arts, exercise, whatever you need to help you to start your focus each day, you need to develop in this lifetime. So support your life path Master 33-6 by engaging in daily spiritual practice, the arts, exercise, anything that helps you focus, to help you handle this Master energy and focus it to the individual tasks that you'll need to achieve each day, and in a balanced responsibility kind of way, with boundaries so that you're not doing too much or too little in your task to help others. And pushing this energy into communicating your ideas to inspire, inform, and entertain your world audience. You're here to learn to express yourself verbally, to inspire, inform, and delight. And threes can struggle at first to express themselves verbally. But when you're a double three, this struggle can be at double the intensity. You may struggle in some way verbally, whether it be chronic shyness, speech delay, a stutter, language barriers, or just simply struggling to find the right words and not having or feeling that you have the vocabulary you need in order to communicate with others. And this is something that you need to struggle through, or at least develop through. And that's what life's all about, right? It's about going past our challenges and achieving them. But your one talent energy means that you can already quite confidently verbally express yourself and lead others in order to manifest positive change. So you have to exercise your talent to have complete trust in yourself, complete trust in your skills and your intuitive inner compass that you have. Very strong intuition, lots of skills within you because you're such an old soul and you've experienced a lot. So there's a lot of knowledge in your soul, in your inner compass, which means that you have the ability to confidently speak and communicate your ideas to any audience. So support your life path Master 33-6 by continually and using your ability to confidently speak your channeled ideas with emotional creativity to inspire, inform, and delight your audience. You're here to also express yourself, not just verbally, but also creatively, in whatever creative medium that you like to use, in order, again, to inspire, inform, and delight a world audience. But because you're here to do that, you may procrastinate on this. You may consider yourself non-creative and thus struggle to finish creative projects, sometimes to even start them. And sometimes you might lack self-belief, even though you have a talent to be confident naturally, there might still be elements of procrastination and perfectionism that may hold you back from showing the world your creative products, your creative energy. But your one talent energy helps you to be creative. Your one talent energy helps you to be artistic, and it also helps you to be new, fresh, and innovative. You do not continue with convention when you're in expression one. You're all about change. You're all about bringing the new, bringing the fresh. You're good at channeling and manifesting by expressing it, something new and unique, and initiating that change and getting people involved in order to achieve it. And that's what the one gives you here. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by expressing yourself creatively at whatever medium that you would like to use to inspire, inform and delight your audience. And you know you have the ability not to let low confidence stop you. You've got to learn to be dynamic, take risks, to be confident, to enjoy the attention and limelight of an audience so that you can communicate with your audience confidently and charismatically. But again, because this is a task to achieve, there are elements of shyness, sometimes unbalanced confidence, and you might feel at times that you struggle to take risks, that the six within you wants to stay safe and peaceful. However, your one talent energy means that you're naturally confident, you're naturally powerful, and you're naturally a dynamic risk taker. You have the ability to take intuitive risks to help you move forward, which is what you need to do to help you achieve your Master 33. You have balanced personal power that you need for leadership and the intuitive confidence to powerfully express your ideas to any group or audience. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by listening to and trusting that intuitive voice within that is very strong and comes from a long line of previous lives and previous experience to equip you to take the intuitive risks and express yourself confidently, positively, and authentically to your audience. You also need to develop as an entrepreneur. Master 33-6s are all about bringing something to the world, and it's often not something they can do in employment. They need to be an entrepreneur, able to promote, network, and make money creatively. And again, this isn't going to be something that you necessarily find easy. It depends on the other numbers in your chart. But your one talent energy means that you're socially confident, you're a creative achiever naturally, and you have a keen business mind. This is all a natural talent for you. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by developing as an entrepreneur, promoting, communicating, and making money creatively as a master communicator. You're a natural networker. You're very good at meeting new people, bringing new people on board, and communicating with them well in a way that gets them involved with whatever promotion or project that you're running at any one time. You're here to learn to express your emotions positively. Now, threes can struggle with their emotions, but double threes, they have double the difficulty, the challenge in managing their emotions in a positive and calm way. 33s can be extremely sensitive to criticism and a sponge for other people's emotions, causing them sometimes to withdraw or even to hold in their emotions when they need to express them, which can lead to them all of a sudden exploding when they get to the end of their tether and expressing their emotions negatively. And what with the master energy that overwhelms them daily and the overwhelming emotions that a 33 can go through, they can sometimes try to use some kind of substance or something that maybe isn't healthy to help calm their emotions, when it's really important that they're actually looking at their emotional state, being aware of it, and helping themselves to develop through it, to develop their emotional expression. Your one talent energy means that your strong emotional power that you have may be quite intimidating. Ones are very powerful initiators, and they can be quite strong, powerful, and sometimes intimidating to others in their way. They may hold explosive emotions locked inside, but then they will explode at any trigger event, and this can cause destruction at its worst and can terrify the people around them, because the one is such a powerful expressor of emotions. So managing your emotions is a very important thing for you to do when you have this combination of numbers. So to support your life path, Master 33-6, become aware of your emotional reactions and triggers. Watch yourself. Watch how you react to things and think, why did I react like that? You know, what was the trigger for that reaction? And what made me do it? Kind of thing. It's like self-development, it's self-observation. So watching your emotional reactions, understanding your triggers, all through self-observation, to help you to learn to destroy those triggers, to help you channel your emotions more positively to your audience and the people around you. So you're here to develop the habit of acting, of initiating, of being an executor of ideas, actually acting on the idea and the plans and all the talking that is involved before. But when you're low, the 33-6 can struggle with apathy, laziness at times, and it's often rooted in thinking you're not creative or bouts of low confidence, and certainly sometimes and often a lack of focus and direction. And this can come from the master energy not being managed. This can come from your double three that also struggles to focus, and your talent in the one that can only focus for short periods of time. So focus is going to be an issue for you. Your one talent energy means that you're a powerful doer already. You have that ability. You're already a natural doer, executor, and an initiator. Very powerful initiator. You're naturally confident. You're naturally dynamic. And you're able also to express ideas to others. And you're always wanting to analyze yourself. You're always wanting to develop yourself to be better. When you get to a stage of your development, you don't stop there. You're the sort of person that is very good at reanalyzing, continuing to analyze, and developing yourself even further. And that's a lifelong task that you always do. But you're impatient for action as a one. And you may exhaust yourself at times with your impatience to act. And you, because you lack focus, there could be a mismatch here. Because you really want to act and you want to do it now, your lack of focus and planning can create a problem that makes you unable to act in this world. And this can cause you great frustration and stress. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by developing over time balanced, confident, and intuitive focus in order for you to act. Keep focused on progression, but also with work-life balance, because the power of the one and the power of the 33 can keep you wanting to surge forward all the time without rest. So action or focus, action, but work-life balance is very, very important. Make sure that you're always initiating and acting on all those ideas that are up inside your head. You're here to learn to be the social, talkative life of the party, the bringer of fun, the bringer of positivity. You need to learn to be a network so that you can communicate your emotional message. But at times you can be quite quiet at social events and struggle to speak, so that you struggle to network and you struggle to get to know new people. And that's something for you to get past. Your one talent energy means that you're already an extrovert in social situations and you can be quite talkative and fun-loving, which will help you here. You're able to have fun, you're able to express a message, and you're able to network because you have a dynamic way about you. Your talent can help you to dynamically initiate and network and speak to a wide range of people confidently. So support your life path master 33-6 by being and always expressing as the talkative life of the party, confidently communicating your emotional message so that you can network, communicate with others and bring the right person in to be involved to help you be the master communicator that you are here to be. You've got to develop independence as well that becomes interdependence, because the three energy, you've got a bit of a clash here, because the three energy prefers to be looked after and can be prone to avoiding work or anything needing routine or commitment. However, your talent in the one makes you fiercely independent. So you could find a balance here between the two of them, with your difficulty at times can make you more dependent, but your talent, when you use it, can make you fiercely independent, which could, balanced properly, help you to have balanced interdependence, where you know when you need help and you know when you can do things by yourself. And this could be helpful if you can learn to bring that balance into your life, because you're capable of including others interdependently and achieving consistently with a work-life or balanced work ethic, work-life balance. So support your life path master 33-6 by working interdependently at all tasks that are needed to be interdependent. Be independent when you need to be and independent when you need to be, and be committed to be giving and receiving in equal measure in a balanced way. That's very important. You're here to be opportunistic, to network, to make useful connections, to confidently snap up opportunities, to spread the word, to progress ideas and projects. But you can be extremely shy. You may even try and avoid social contact at all, which again is going to be an issue for someone who's here to be a social person, here to make connections, to network confidently with others. And that's something that you need to develop through. But your one talent energy makes you already dynamic, already opportunistic, already confident, and already expressive, able to skillfully network and spread the word confidently. So use that to support your life path master 33-6, to always be on the lookout to capitalize on opportunities to network and spread the word to as many people as possible. And of course, because you're here to change the world, you're here to inspire the world, you're here to be a master communicator, you've got to learn to take responsibility, listen to guidance when you need it, listen to the people around you when you need to, so that you can always be responsible. Because there is a little bit of an imbalance in responsibility here. You can be overly responsible or you can be very irresponsible. So it's important that you think before you act and take full responsibility for what you manifest on this earth. Your one talent energy means that you have a natural connection to source energy already, and you are able, if you use it, to listen to spirit in order to act with ethics and responsibility. You naturally and have a talent to listen to source and listen to your own intuitive wisdom before you act. So support your life path master 33-6 by staying connected to source in spiritual practice to ensure that you act responsibly and take full responsibility for your actions. You're also here to be a visionary of the ideal. This is the enhanced six of the Master 33-6. To create a vision of the ideal and have a dream of the utopian world that humanity hasn't reached yet. It doesn't mean you're not going to be disappointed that we haven't reached it yet. But think of it this way. If we were already utopian, we wouldn't need to incarnate to learn lessons in this lifetime. So the fact that we're not a utopian world yet, the fact that we haven't evolved our energy yet, is the reason why you're here, to be a master communicator, to help yourself to use practical action in order to evolve towards a better world. Because that's what you're here to do, create a better world using your ideals as a benchmark. But because this world is not ideal yet and you're still working towards it, you can sometimes be judgmental of yourself most importantly, actually, but also judgmental of other people and the world for not meeting your unreachable ideas. And this can come through as perfectionism and disappointment. And this disappointment can upset you and cause nefarious action because the world isn't how you want it to be. And sometimes the six can try and force their ideals on others, which again is not something that is healthy or positive to do in this world. It's got to be something that is developed towards and is something that people choose to do because of their evolved state. So it's important that you have that vision of the ideal. You have that vision of what you want the world to be. It's like your task list for your actions in this lifetime, for you to step by step evolve, help to evolve the world with your practical action and tasks, without judgment to other people and without judgment for the world and without disappointment at the world. But we're going to come to that on our next couple of slides. Your one talent energy, though, it helps you to be more realistic, because a talented one is more realistic. They're a dreamer too. They're a channeler of the new. Ones are really good at bringing the new, the fresh. And they are good dreamers of the new. They're channelers. They're bringers of positive change by talent. They can channel and manifest realistic, new and positive ideas in order to help their vision to be expressed in this world. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by clarifying your vision, but also ensuring that your vision is reachable now, that it's realistic, that whatever task that you want to bring to this world doesn't have to be forced and people don't have to get hurt or controlled in order for this vision to come to pass. Ensure that it is reachable now. And if it isn't, put it to the side and try and act in small ways daily to help us come towards a point where there is a possibility where this ideal is reachable. As long as this ideal is helpful to all and not just helpful to certain groups. What would you need to happen? You'd need to think about that in order to achieve it. Can you make this happen positively and realistically without control or without others being suppressed or brought down for it to bring in the world? Because that is counterintuitive. The world is not a utopia if only some people have a good life and others do not. Okay, that's very important. You're here to learn to not use your ideals as a benchmark for your happiness. Because as I said, sometimes sixes, 33 sixes especially, can become very disappointed with the world as it is now. And they can judge themselves, they can judge others for not hitting their idea of perfection. And this can cause great disappointment and unhappiness if a Master 33-6 allows it. but the talent energy of the one, the expression number one, provides you with the intuitive confidence to be able to connect with universal truths and realize who we really are at this stage of our development. You're always developing yourself to be better anyway, and it's like you already fully understand that we're here to evolve and get better. We're not already where we should be. This is all a journey towards development and learning. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by keeping your vision in mind as your task list, as your targets, as your goals for this lifetime, but not attaching your happiness to it. Your life path is a whole life path of development, and you must not attach your happiness to the achievement, because it's not just you that's got to achieve it, it's all of us too. And you are not responsible for the actions of others, you are only responsible for your own actions. So try and be that pragmatic idealist, that person that knows what we need to achieve, but you're pragmatic about it. You know that it's something we're going to have to work towards, that we're here to learn. And a utopia, if it was already here, would teach us nothing, because we would have already learned those lessons. So we're still on the journey. So don't expect us to be a utopia yet. Don't judge us, don't judge yourself, and certainly don't judge the world, because we're all works in progress. And that means you've got to reconcile your ideals with practical reality. You've got to accept that the universe or source energy is using us as beings to learn in and of itself, that everything is existing in perfect balance so that we can fully experience love, fully experience hate, in order to see the horrors of hate, the amazingness of love, so that we can learn to express more of what is amazing and less of what is horrifying in this world. And we're going to get there eventually, we're just not there yet. Your one talent energy provides you with a firm grip on reality, which is really useful when you're an idealistic, perfectionistic kind of person. It means you have the ability to be realistic. It means that you shouldn't lose your idealism, because that's what helps you to understand that we can improve. But you have the talent to be realistic too. You see yourself as a work in progress. You're always wanting to analyze yourself and develop yourself, and you always see everything as something that works and develops over time. So you're always developing yourself to be better. It's like you have an inner understanding that we're not perfect yet. We're here to learn, we're here to develop, and we're here to better ourselves over time. And we mustn't judge ourselves or others for that fact. I mean, it's the whole point of being here on this earth, to evolve and develop towards that higher state of being. And we will get there. It's going to take us some time. God knows we know that. But we're working at it. We're evolving, and we're getting better over time. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by remembering and accepting that we're all a work in progress. The world is a balanced virtual reality school of all experience. It's how energy, which is everything, learns of itself using beings on this earth that experience and express and learn. That's how the God energy learns and becomes more evolved. And it's for our personal evolution towards perfection, and eventually our collective evolution towards perfection. Your perfectionism can make you an overachiever. It can make you want to keep on working until it's perfect. Self-judgment, work. It's not quite right yet. You know, I still have to go back to the drawing board because it's not perfect. And it can make you overachieve. It can make you work too hard. And it can mean that you never meet your own standards. You've got to learn to see the big picture. the big picture that I've just discussed with you and not get stuck in the petty detail of things that might not have been done quite how you want them. All you've got to do is learn from that and improve that petty detail next time. But don't judge those small imperfections, because you will ruin and miss your development and successes so far. That's really important. Your one talent energy means that you're a doer who achieves in a balanced way. You are changeable. You're moving from one idea to the next all the time, which makes you talented and less likely to get stuck in petty detail, because ones aren't really down with petty detail. They're very much about the new and the big picture. So there's a potential for you as a talented one for you to be able to not get stuck in the petty detail and move forward with power, which is what you're very good at doing. So support your life path master 33.6 by always keeping that big picture in mind and understanding what we're here to do, realizing those little steps forwards that you take, realizing the little successes of every day, every year, and knowing that mistakes and imperfections are the best opportunity to learn and develop you. If you already know, then you're not learning and developing, you're already there. So these mistakes, these imperfections, they're all opportunities to improve, which is something a talented one is quite good at recognizing. You're also here, though, to learn to be a nurturer, compassionate, caring, giving, especially to those that are vulnerable in this world or struggling within your close relationships, your community, and the wider world. But when you're low, you can actually, at your worst, be quite neglectful of others and not really realize the needs of others and be less than nurturing, less than compassionate, and not so caring. And this is something you're here to develop towards. Your one talent energy, your one expression, does make you more task-focused, innovative, a powerful leader, an achiever that makes things happen in the world. The one energy, however, the talent and the expression one, is not so good at times at the softer side, like compassion, like nurture of others. And this can sometimes get in the way and hamper or halt your close relationships. It may even cause you to push people away, and instead of actually helping them and being nurturing and compassionate towards others. So this is something for you to develop. So support your life path master 33.6, your path of service to the world, by getting in touch with your softer side. Use your expression to care, to inspire, to heal, and fundamentally improve the lives of others. But you're a path of service, you're a path of helping others. So it's very important that you develop boundaries to ensure your own mental and physical health. When you come to this earth with such a huge task to improve the world, you can put too much of yourself into it, or sometimes too little of yourself into it. But often it's too much of yourself. You can do a lot for others or very little for others. You can do not enough for others or sometimes do too much. And when you do too much, you can sometimes feel undervalued, unappreciated, even resentful, sick or ill with the exhaustion within you. However, you're helped here by the one talent energy. It means that you are powerful, assertive and task orientated, but it does mean that you're more likely to be good at doing less and being, doing less for others rather than more. So you're task orientated and you order others to do things for you, not the other way around. You are overt about your boundaries and your demands, and you will reassert your boundaries on what you will do and what you accept. So as a talented one, you're less likely to do too much for others, but more likely sometimes to do too little for others, because you're an assertive, strong, strong, task-focused person in yourself, and you might find yourself at times being overly self-focused instead of focusing towards your acts of service to others. So support your Life Path Master 33-6 by ensuring that you balance your responsibility to others with responsibility to yourself with healthy boundaries. Do for others as well as yourself, but do it so that you're not overexhausting yourself or not doing too little to serve your life path of service to the world. You're here to develop those social skills that you're here to develop in the three, to be a team player as well as a networker and a person that's the life of the party. And, you know, you can often struggle with low self-esteem and struggle to be that talkative, fun-loving person that you're here to be. But the One Talent Energy provides you with confident, dynamic and fun-loving social skills if you want to use them. You're able to network, you're able to meet new people, make new friends, and you can make new connections easily if you use your talent at its highest. However, your One Talent Energy makes you more of a leader than a team player. You may find yourself wanting to take control or being better at taking control of the group rather than being a group or team member, which sometimes can cause a difficulty when you need to work as an equal within a team. So support your Life Path Master 33-6 by learning to work with and alongside others effectively as an equal team member in an equal team or group situation. You're here to create also a stable, nurturing and tranquil home and family to maintain your security and well-being. And the word family is very diverse. Don't think of the word family as 2.4 children and a man and a woman. That's just one way to express a healthy family. There are many ways for families to be brought together. A family is just a group of people that come together who love each other. It doesn't matter on their gender. It doesn't matter who they are. As long as they're a stable, nurturing and tranquil group of people that love and nurture each other, then they are a family. That's all there is to it. And you're here to nurture a family in an environment of stability and love. The One Talent Energy means that you're a risk taker and a catalyst for change, which can make the family piece a little bit difficult. You're chaotic naturally, innovative, you love the new, change, challenging, and you can be very independent, which sometimes can get in the way of creating the tranquil, loving home. Ones can often push people away and want to go out on their own and do things themselves. So you might have a struggle, especially in your early life and as you develop, to bring together the stable, nurturing family and home. So support your Life Path Master 33-6 by building yourself through self-discipline and work some peace and security by creating and nurturing a stable, loving, tranquil family home without wanting to look to the new, without looking outside the family to see what else there is to offer. You need to create that stable home that stands the test of time, which is something that the talented one might struggle with, but it needs to stand the test of time. So there might be some struggles with you sometimes wanting to look outside the family and wanting to detach, to go towards the new, which can be a difficulty that you need to get past in order to create that tranquil home that you're here to build. You're here to learn to be responsible and do good for those you care for. Responsibility is part of your double three as well. So there's extra responsibility for you to be responsible. People naturally put you in positions of responsibility. They sense your master energy. They sense your potential to be nurturing and responsible. But sometimes you can resent and get fed up with always being expected expected to be the responsible one. And your one talent energy, your one expression, means that you can be extremely responsible, you can be extremely connected to source energy, and you can ensure that you channel positivity for those you care for. But sometimes you like to focus on yourself a little bit more, because the one, like I said before, is very task focused, and they're very focused on bringing change despite what people around them think or feel. So even though they're good at being responsible, sometimes being put in positions of responsibility to others can be a bit of a difficulty for a one. So support your life path master 33-6 by staying regularly connected to source energy and your intuitive voice within, to ensure that you're always responsible in a balanced way, and taking responsibility for the impact of your actions on others, and making sure that the others around you are okay too. You're here also to be a creative artist. The double three is a creative artist, whether it be music or art or sculpture or writing, anything creative and artistic. You can be creative with anything. The six and the double three give you extra task in order to develop your creative artistry, whether it be musical, whether it be artistic or aesthetic. And you can express that through playing music, singing music, doing beauty work, designing homes, designing clothes. There are so many ways to express your aesthetic, artistic or musical or all of those abilities on earth. But it's up to you to choose that medium that you decide to use to be creative on this earth. Because you could nurture others with your aesthetic, artistic or musical potential. You have an eye, a potential in having an eye for colour and aesthetics and beauty in this world. And you can use it in order to nurture others from the inside out and the outside in. Your one talent energy means that you're incredibly creative by talent. You're unique. You're already artistic in whatever creative medium that you choose to express. You are forward thinking, fresh, and you like to bring the new, able to create new, fresh, unique music, designs, art, sculptures, clothes, beautiful pictures, beautiful people, beautiful rooms, or whatever, or sculptures in whatever field you decide to use it in. So support your life path master 33-6 by fully exploring your unique creative, artistic, musical, aesthetic, whatever talents that you want to bring forward creatively, so that you can nurture and inspire others with your artistry. Now I hope you've enjoyed this video today. If you haven't already, please subscribe and follow me. You can contact me for a reading by emailing me at katie@soulexplorer.net. You can also contact me on Facebook under Soul Explorer Numerology, on Instagram under Soul Explorer Kate, and you can find me under Katie Ewers, KATIEYOUERS on LinkedIn, and on Twitter I'm under Soul Explorer Numerology. If you want to talk to me just on the short term and ask me questions, I'm also on My Guru often. I'm online in the evenings if you want to connect with me, ask me some numerology questions, ask me what's ahead for you, or talk to me about your life purpose. So I'm on My Guru. Just go on to myguru.com and look for me online. And if you just want to support me, I'm on Ko-Fi and I'm on Patreon. The links are all for all this are all in the description box for you to see. So whatever I've said to you today, it's about your intuition. So if anything I've said feels intuitively not quite right, or there's other elements that you feel more intuitively in tune with, make sure it's not your fears driving this. Make sure it is your intuition. Then always go with your intuitive voice within. Next, I'm going to talk about my books. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to my video today. And just before I go, I just want to let you know some exciting news. My beginner book, Remember Your Life Plan, has just been released on Amazon. And this gives you a basic grounding in numerology. It's for beginners and people that are just starting out. And it's good for you to read this before you read my other books. So Remember Your Life Plan is for beginners, really. Gives you a grounding in numerology, and it's sort of the level where people would do my foundations of numerology practitioner on Udemy. So that is my first beginner book, and it's just for newbies. This one is for people that are more intermediate. It provides a deeper analysis of the lessons and challenges of your life path and birthday energies, a concise list of your priority and secondary life path tasks, and it gives you a deeper understanding, and it's longer and more detailed analysis for potential numerology readers. And then Remember Your Talents, again, it's an intermediate level course, and it provides an analysis of the lessons of your life path with your talent number, with your expression number. So it shows how good you're going to be at achieving the lessons of your life path and birthday number. Again, a lesson by lesson comparison of your talents to see how easy or difficult each task in your life purpose will be. And again, it's longer and more detailed, and it's more for numerology readers that have a good grounding. And if you have a good grounding, you might want to take my Master Practitioner for Readers on numerology, if you prefer audio visual or you'd like to do both. Remember Your Motivations is due out soon. I'm working frantically to try and get this third intermediate book of the trilogy out there for you, and I hope to do that soon. So and don't forget, if you want a reading from me one-to-one over Zoom, just send me an email. You might want an ongoing one-to-one service, in which case you might want to join my channel on YouTube. And if you live in the UK or you're visiting soon, I do shows all over Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire and Berkshire sometimes, with Dear Spirit Events. So come to one of our events for a personal reading, or just say hello and purchase one of my books. It's completely up to you. So these are my three books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. And get looking on Amazon, because I tell you what, to find them quickly, put my name in, Katie Ewers, KatieYoueRS, and then my books come up straight away for you to have a look at. So I hope you enjoy my books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. See you soon.